What are you going to ask me?
I'm going to ask you what your name is, what you do, and why you're here at TEDx.
My name's Nicole Charles. I work in theatre and education, and I'm here to learn about new innovative ways of teaching.
And how did you find out about TEDx?
I've got an email from a colleague.
And what do you think of the show so far?
So far, it's good. So far, I'm really excited about what's coming up later on this evening. And some of the speakers, they sound really great.
And, I mean, I've been sort of asking people, because there is a sort of divide, or it came up during the Twitter stream, between the people who are in education and the people who are in design and media and service industries. There's a kind of a conflict going on between a big stage show like this and the authenticity and the drill down of what people want to do within society. Now, I'm trying to sort of stir up that debate, because it seems to me it's quite interesting, because my opinion is, for what it's worth, is that everyone needs to work with everyone to effect change. But some people feel there's a lack of authenticity, a lack of engagement. Maybe there's just a peripheral engagement. What's your take on that?
I think because a lot of these conferences are populated with people that don't work grassroots. And I think with people that work grassroots and the day-to-day sort of struggles that you have on a day-to-day basis, it can really wear you down when you're working with young people who are neat and disengaged, disenfranchised, and all the other horrible labels that you have with them. It's really, really dreary. But instead, what we have is a sort of top-down system. You know, the government says one thing, and then, you know, the CEOs say another, and then it comes all the way down, and these poor people have to implement it with all these boxes that they have to tick on top of everything. So I think sometimes it's a lot easier to say and a lot harder to do. So I understand those conflicts, because I worked in a youth club for 2 years, and it was really, really difficult. It's the bureaucracy that you have to face, the funding applications, and, you know, just as you start to reach out and really, you know, implement some sort of change, funding gets cut. And the people that actually manage these projects have real unrealistic goals in what can actually be achieved when working with young people that are disengaged. So I think those debates are really, really prevalent, and they're really, really important to have. And people that do work grassroots and people that are really working need to be more encouraged to come to places like this. You know, I've spoken to a few people at the conference, and they all seem to be, you know, very well-to-do, middle-class, nice people who can afford to pay £70 for a ticket, you know. And this is what the problem is. And I think this is why on Twitter there is this outburst, because the people that are really affecting the change get paid so little that they can't really come to these conferences and listen to these great theoretical ideas that probably won't work so well in practice.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because I worked in schools around here for over 20 years, and it would be nice if the kids from the local area could get into the Roundhouse to see it. I mean, what's your take on that?
I think that the Roundhouse do great work. I've seen a lot of great work from the Roundhouse in terms of young people, etc. But I know what you mean. I think that young people do need to be involved in a lot more of what's happening in terms of change in education, because at the end of the day, it's their education. They are, you know, the future, the future generation. And I think that talking is good. It's always good to share practices and, you know, ideas and theories, etc. But in order to actually have a real practical, pragmatic change, we need to, one, have money, and two, an actual step-by-step program. I would have really loved today in TED to say, okay, these are the ideas, this is what's happening, but this is what needs to happen now. This is step one, two, three, four, and we're bringing everybody in. So, you know, we're having CEOs talk to their staff, and, you know, it's a top-down, it's a bottom-up system rather than a top-down, and we're all exchanging practices and understandings of what's happening. Because, you know, if you talk to a youth club, like, you know, let's take the Roundhouse, for example. The project, whoever the project support officer is, probably has a different experience from, you know, the CEO, and completely different understandings of what the young people's needs are, etc. But unless you're having those dialogues, which often are neglected, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're probably one of what I would call an amphibious person, because you worked in both worlds, so you can see it from both sides.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a lot of people only work in one world. It was a provocation question in that